This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon. My name is Sonia Booth. Welcome to the Opinion Booth. So the delay was because my guest did not speak to his body. He woke up without a voice. So I'm not sure how this is going to work. But we have a plan B in case his voice cannot be heard. I hope he's not coming down with something. And I hope he's not going to leave it here at the studio because I can't afford to be sick. Art, fashion, music, and dance can transcend color, creed, nationality, culture, etc. Nothing unites and unifies more. Art can make you see things from a different perspective. Fashion can help you to self-express without saying a word. Music doesn't need translation to be felt and understood. It can just evoke different emotions. Dance, well, it allows you to just be. Godfrey, welcome to the Opinion Booth.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
What happened? What were you doing last night?
I was thinking about being on this show. I think I was just too excited to be here. So I somehow lost my voice.
My condolences.
Thank you very much. I need that.
Are you going to manage though?
Let's try and see.
Let's try. Hey. Yeah. Okay. I won't keep you. I won't keep you for long. We'll keep it nice and short because I don't want to make it worse or you know. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I don't want lawsuits either. So now I don't want to offend you by mispronouncing your surname. Is it Madanire?
Thank you very much. You're one of the few people that can pronounce it.
Ah, okay. Well done. It's like a 10 out of 10 for that.
11 out of 10.
11 out of 10. Your book, The Passport, is filled with short stories and poems. What influenced the writing? What motivated the publishing?
Yeah, these are my own personal experiences, as well as some other challenges that other people face because they are trying to make a living away from home. So it's not basically my own experiences, but things that other people get to experience because they chose or they decided to go out and try to make a living away from home.
And away from home, I mean, a lot of people might not be aware that you were born in Zimbabwe, but you've been in South Africa for years now, right?
I was born in Zimbabwe, and I've been in South Africa for the past 18 years, yes.
That's a youth. 18 years, you've raised an adult.
Yeah, that's a very long time, and that's why I feel at home when I'm here in South Africa.
I love that.
I can even afford losing my voice.
Shame on you. I think you probably did it on purpose. You were too shy to come on the show. Now, okay, tell me about the Passport showcase.
Yeah, on the 3rd of November, which is this coming Saturday, we are excited because we transformed the book, The Passport, which is letters and poetry that are written to highlight the challenges faced by foreign nationals, into a musical production, which involves fashion, art, music, and dance. We'll have designers coming from different parts of the African continent because this is a project that seeks to promote the idea of a united African continent, a continent that speaks to each other. So we're having designers from countries like Guinea-Bissau, from Zimbabwe, obviously, from South Africa, from Zambia. And, you know, they're coming together and they're showcasing, you know, what they've got. But all this will be happening at the background of music and sound that is inspired by my book, The Passport. So, in a way, we are trying to educate people, you know, that these are the challenges that foreign nationals face. But at the same time, entertain them and showcase what Africa has got. Because we're tired of Africa being promoted in the media as a dark continent, where there is war, where there is sickness, where there is poverty all the time. And yet, if we work together, we can actually flourish. So Africa will be on display on the 3rd of November at Genesis Hotel.
You know, you obviously highlight issues such as xenophobia. A number of reports have highlighted various issues contributing to xenophobia, some of which include poor service delivery and competition for resources. I'm talking particularly here in South Africa of late. One study refers to it as a serious anxiety disorder, which I actually thought it was rather an interesting, you know, perspective. One government insists it is criminality that is behind it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, you know, I think there is a bit of both. There are some people, obviously, that will take advantage of the situation, and, you know, you will have the criminal elements creeping in. But, there's obviously a number of reasons that have been given. Some people, they say, because foreign nationals are coming into the country and they're taking our girlfriends. Some people say foreign nationals are coming into the country and they're taking our jobs. They're taking our opportunities. And we are saying, you know, everyone is a foreign national somewhere, which means South Africans, if they decide today to go to Zimbabwe, they will be foreigners. If South Africans decide to go to America today, I'm sure Donald Trump will call them immigrants. So, you know, if we can get to understand that there is no one who was born a foreigner, but because of challenges that you might face in your life, you might be forced to cross the border and try to make a living away from home, which is not a very easy thing, because being away from home means you are away from your loved ones. You miss even speaking your own mother tongue. And that's something that people take for granted, but it's a huge, huge challenge.
Africa for Africans.
Africa for Africans.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad you touched on that, because a lot of whenever these xenophobic attacks occur, I always tweet or put it out there, I voice it out, that people forget that during apartheid, a lot of the South Africans were exiled in different countries, Angola, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, you name them. They were everywhere else but South Africa, because it was simply too hostile for them to be here. So I'm always the one reminding people that don't forget that a whole lot of these countries, the same people that you are chasing away or burning or you don't want in the country, you call them makwa or whatever.
Absolutely.
Don't forget that they're the same people that accommodated our mothers and dads during the political unrest in this country.
Thank you very much, Sonia. You see, if you read this book, you will see that there are letters that are addressed to different people, and one of the letters is addressed to your neighbor. There are some letters addressed to the host leadership, thanking them for giving us a place that we can call home, but also reminding them that we once gave you a place that you called home because it was too hot to be in South Africa. That was not meant to be blackmail, but it was just a reminder to say, this is where we're coming from, and this is part of our history. We were there for you before, and I'm sure you can be there for us today.
Xenophobia is described as the fear and distrust of that which is perceived to be foreign or strange. Can we talk about the fact that the xenophobic attacks are always black on black? For me, it is puzzling, and I'm going to use inverted commas when I say foreign. It seems to only apply to non-South African blacks. Non-blacks who were born in other countries are never targeted. And I'm not suggesting they should. So-called foreigners who are successful or those who have professional careers are never the target, but the foreigner who runs this puzzle shop in a shipping container is always the target. Why is that? Self-hate?
Yeah, that's self-hate. You know, that's the best way to put it. You know, some people, they're trying to coin some other terms and they call it Afrophobia and all that, you know, but I think it boils down to self-hate. We hate ourselves so much that we cannot just appreciate our brother and sister who is just like us. You know, but what is funny, I'm a soccer fan. You would see a local team like Kaizer Chiefs. I didn't want to say Kaizer Chiefs because they just lost over the weekend. You know, but, you know, you would see people, you know, supporting, cheering Kaizer Chiefs players that are from Zimbabwe. But because they are adding value, they are giving them something that they want. At that time, they are all out to support them. So, I think it, people get to hate foreigners whenever it suits them. And when they feel they are to benefit from them, then all of a sudden they like them. Hmm. Which is sad.
Very sad. You are struggling with that voice. You need to go and see a doctor. I'm not going to keep you here much longer. Let me just ask you just a small opinion, or I'm going to read out rather a few names, and I want you to give me the first word that comes to mind. After this, I'm concluding the show, because you are struggling and I feel bad, and I don't want to exacerbate your issue, whatever it is. But best of all, I don't want you to leave the chair behind. Take it with you, whatever it is. Grace Mugabe. One word from you.
Unstable.
Pardon?
Unstable.
Unstable. Yes. Morgan Tsvangirai.
Hero. Hero.
Hero. Emmerson Mnangagwa. He's thinking about it because he still needs to visit home at some point. He doesn't want to be banned from his own country.
I'm finding a way, the best way to put it.
One
but
word.
I would say, I wanted to give two, same old.
Danai Chekesai Kurira.
I think, great.
Oliver Mtukudzi.
Legend.
Godfrey. Go and look after yourself. Thank you for coming, even though you woke up the way you did. And I appreciate at least the fact that you honored the invitation. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Sonia. I'll leave you with a few tickets for your listeners and a few of my copies. Sure.
Thank you. You didn't have to do that, but we won't say no tickets.
We'll
make sure we find very loyal listeners who are deserving of that. We highly appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
My humble opinion, after all, this is the opinion booth. Don't hate it because it looks different to you. Don't judge it because it acts different to you. Don't ridicule it because it speaks different to you. Don't laugh at it just because you don't understand it. Be tolerant. Be open-minded. Aspire to inspire before you expire.
This is CliffCentral.com.